Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
On Capitol Hill, Republican House leaders plan a vote today on a proposal that was left for dead 6 weeks ago, the plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. It's been reworked since to attract support from GOP moderates, but most Democrats are expected to oppose it today. That includes Massachusetts Congressman Joseph Kennedy. We've reached him by crackly cell phone this morning as he drives to work to get ready to debate this plan. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you, Bob. Thanks so much.
So let me ask, what do you make of the bill that you're going to be voting on? Do you actually have details yet?
Bob, the bill is terrible, and that much we know. The question about how terrible it's going to be, we're not entirely certain of. And I think that's a pretty good idea that even our Republican colleagues know that it's terrible. Look, if you're going to put together a bill that's going to overhaul how healthcare is delivered to the American public, the very least you could do is make sure there's an independent analysis of it and present it to the American people. And they're not willing to do that. The facts that we do know are that based upon the guts of the bill that do remain the same, 24 million fewer people will have health coverage 10 years from now. It's an $880 billion cut to Medicaid. It guts the basic provisions that people can be assured that they have access to critical health services like addiction services and maternal care, and newborn care, preventive services, and all in the idea that somehow it's going to lower costs, which analysis has shown that premiums are going to go way, way up.
Let me ask you this question. We've repeatedly heard President Trump promise that the Obamacare replacement pill would cover pre-existing conditions, as Obamacare itself does. And we know that that was a sticking point for some moderate GOP members in the House. Apparently, money's been added to the bill to cover pre-existing conditions. Are you confident or not confident that pre-existing will be covered?
I am confident that they are not covered. So let's get right to this. The President of the United States has made repeated claims about health care that almost every single one of them so far have been proven false. What this bill does is gut the essential guarantee that pre-existing conditions will be covered. What they try to do is come up with a couple of proposals around how you could deal with people that are sick and that do have pre-existing conditions without actually gutting the guarantees that the care that they could get would be affordable.
One of the chief complaints about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, revolved around the high or growing cost of insurance premiums. Do you think that that will be addressed in this or not?
Bob, the independent analysis that we have seen from a prior version of this bill shows that premiums are going to skyrocket for people across the country, and particularly if you are older or sicker, that your costs are actually going to go up. So I don't think that this bill addresses any of the concerns and the legitimate concerns that some people have out there about their health care. We have seen across our country that premiums can be too high, that deductibles are too high, that the costs are too high. The way you address that is not by destroying the central promise of what health care is supposed to be in this country in order to make good on a campaign promise that most Republicans never thought they'd have to meet.
Last question. It seems that Republicans believe they have the votes to pass this Obamacare replacement plan today in the House. You think that's the case?
I think it's going to be very, very close. The scuttlebutt swirling around late last night and this morning was that it would be a 1 or 2 vote margin. Our Republican colleagues have claimed they've had the votes before, and they've come up short.
Massachusetts Congressman Joseph Kennedy, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bob.